Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. Say hello to my little apprentice. Hoo-ah.
Right, I'm just gonna start that recording again, just in case we drain out a little bit of.
I was fading in and out of consciousness in the last half an hour.
Bless your little heart. Thanks, Steve.
All right, mate. Thank you, guys.
All right, no worries, buddy. Take care.
Oh, Steve, one quick question. Before you fall asleep. You mentioned, I was listening to the After Dark Side from last week, and obviously, because I edit the thing, and you mentioned, did you say PlayStation Slim? No, the Xbox Slim.
Yes.
Yes.
That thing that they released this week?
The white one.
Okay. And the Scorpio, they've said for next year, which was...
Oh, that's right. That was the other one, right?
That's pretty much as expected. Yeah.
And wouldn't you know it, as I knew they would, PlayStation, good business sense to do it, didn't release anything on the Neo because they're probably pulling it because it is underpowered compared to what Microsoft have promised. Yeah, well, it's only 4.3 teraflops. And Scorpio is promising over 6.
Yeah, I wondered if it might be because they had too much, they had certain games they wanted to show, didn't they?
Yeah, I reckon that they've last minute, when the word went across the internet about the Scorpio, they obviously said, shit, we can't release that, because their whole business case is based on more power. That's how they've become the biggest console.
Unlimited power.
Unlimited power! I don't know who that was, by the way. It wasn't Yoda.
I don't know who that was.
Whoever it was sounded damn good to me. Sounded like a 1980s rapper.
It was almost like the Empire Strikes Back Yoda. when he's sort of being a bit of a buffoon.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it?
Mm.
That didn't make sense. We have to talk about that. Why did was Yoda on crack cocaine at the beginning of episode 5? Because every other scene, he's serious in every other film.
Tripping balls, I am.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
I think it was all just a thing, wasn't it, to distract Luke.
Yeah. Another really poor direction from Lucas. He wasn't directing it, but the whole style. Another really bad bit. Why don't they explain things? Because no one realised that. Yeah. Well, you did.
What, that he was... Like putting
deliberately
on a show,
being a cretin.
Yeah, deliberately just to mislead Luke.
Yeah, but they should explain that later in that film. Yeah. Just by one sentence, silly asses. Right, I'm out of here, guys.
Yeah, okay, mate. Go to bed, Steve.
Cheers, Steve.
See you later, guys.
Speak to you later, mate. Take care, bye.
See you later.
Yeah, go on.
On the back of that, Steve. Nothing close to as serious as that was, but... those idiots in France do not represent our country. We're ashamed of them, and apologies to France. If anyone's listening from France,
once again, it's a minority ruining it for everybody else, isn't it? Because how many of the football fans that are over there enjoying the tournament, getting on with it, being nice to other people? There's always got to be a few. I won't make you bleep it, Mark. There's always a few people who are going to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah.
Just don't be one of those people. Be one of the good guys, because there's too many of the bad.
Yeah. No one's like that who listens to this. They're all lovely.
Yeah, I would love to believe that, Stephen. Just in case,
I have to say, I don't know if liking Star Wars is synonymous with liking football. I don't know that many people who love Star Wars the way we do and actually adore football. It's kind of maybe Andy.
I like football.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Adore would be a very strong word. I don't have a team per se. You know, I get interested in the big tournaments and that sort of thing. And if there's a game on, I'll happily sit and watch it. But I pick up the FIFA games, but they're much later. I'm not one of these people who has to have it on the day one because I need the latest stats and things like that. I tend to pick them up on the cheap or free. That's even better.
I dissected a frog once.
Oh, here we go. Right. It's our first tangent of the evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I needed to get a frog reference in, and I thought it was quite a similar conversation that was had in Avatar.
You know so your audience, mate. You know your audience.
You've got to chuck a frog in there.
Right, let's get to it.
They'll be hopping mad.
Congratulations. That's a high hat. Drum roll that one there.
He's a Hulk Hogan. He needs his Steve-O-Maniacs. They've got to have their frog talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's jump into the announcement section then, shall we? Right, let's just make sure he's gone before we say mean things about him. He's gone. What a naked man. Oh, God, out comes the bleeder.
No, I love Steve. He's good. Good chap.
What did you make of E3 then?
I quite liked it, but having said that, I've been sort of, I didn't watch any of the keynotes, which I wonder if that's had an effect on whether or not how much I've enjoyed this year's one. But it didn't really feel like there was anything banner amazing, you know, that really blew me away. It's all stuff I've heard of, and the stuff that was new made sense. There was nothing that really shocked me completely. You know, they've announced for like PlayStation, they've announced a new God of War, and I knew that would happen eventually. They've taken it a different route that I wasn't expecting.
Right.
Which was to, they've made it, they've said it in Norse mythology rather than Greek.
Okay.
So I think I saw a bit of that character. It looks really cool, actually, in terms of like the graphics look stunning.
Yeah.
But
that sort of thing, that it looks a little tedious to me.
It can be. I mean, the thing about God of War is it's really fun, visceral, over-the-top combat. And one of the things I was listening to a podcast today, it's called PS I Love You, and it's just a PlayStation-centric podcast.
That is the greatest name of any podcast ever.
And then they ruin it by adding on XOXO at the end, which I get why it's a sort of a nod to the PlayStation buttons, but it's just PS I Love You. Just if you leave it there, it's the greatest podcast name ever created.
That's brilliant. Yeah, genius.
It's really good. It's really clever. So I was listening to them and they were saying that the combat's a bit like Dark Souls, and it made me a little bit hesitant because Dark Souls is a game that pisses me off. It's just really stupidly hard and I don't have the time to get good, because you know there are people who just sort of throw themselves into the game and just improve by through practice and repetition. And, you know, I just don't have the time to do that. I've got too many games to play. I've got to juggle a full-time job, and I have, you know, commitments to projects, and I have commitments I've established myself for projects as well. 'Cause I'm trying to do things like, for example, give Emotionally 14 one piece of content minimum per week.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're full-time in a job that you have to commute to and stuff like that, it adds, you know, that sort of time adds up, you know.
Yeah.
And it can be very time consuming, all that stuff. And obviously you don't always get inspired to write something, for example. So I'm hoping to sort of, this is why I want to do something with this Twitch account, because what I would like to do is I want to do content that I'm already going to do anyway, and just make it available in a way that people can interact with and engage with if they so choose. So, you know, like I've done loads of unboxing videos recently because I've got that stuff and I was going to open it anyway. I might as well open it in front of a camera,
do some basic edits
and put it out there so people can see what's in the box.
Exactly. That's precisely the thinking behind doing that demo of The Force Awakens, Lego The Force Awakens.
You're gonna try it out anyway.
Yeah, as soon as I learned that I could download it and have a crack at it, I was just desperate to do it. And then I thought,
you got the PS4 back out.
The PS4, yeah, that this is another little sort of, but the PS4 is now back in the lounge.
Okay.
I didn't really have the room for it in my entertainment center.
Yeah.
Which meant I pulled everything apart the other day. A little thing like plugging the PlayStation 4 in downstairs turned into an all-morning project of reorganizing that cabinet.
Yeah.
So it's now I have two consoles sitting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know... No, I actually got three consoles sitting in there, but two PlayStations. Because I still use the three. But right, it was worth it because I knew that I was going to play this game. I was going to get a kick out of playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Learn whether or not I wanted to spend the money on that game, and then at the end of it, I pulled some video out of it as well. So I got some content for the site whilst I'm enjoying myself.
You got something out of it, and the site has something that that people can interact with, and I encourage people to do so because I quite enjoyed watching it, even though it's short and sweet.
Yeah, they're pretty short. I didn't know. I don't know how much tolerance people would have for sitting through
Yeah, I'm still trying to find that balance myself. If I find it, I'll let you know, because I've run the full spectrum of stuff on Emotionally 14's YouTube channel. I've got content that's over an hour. I've got stuff that's 10 minutes. I've got stuff that's 5 minutes. And it doesn't seem to be any pattern to what gets viewed more than any other. It seems to be pretty even.
Well, these podcasts, when they go up on a YouTube channel, I can imagine someone putting it on in the background the same way as when I listen to my podcasts that are on the iPhone in my ears, walking the dog or whatever, or I'm doing housework around here trying to pull my weight. Where did that come from?
They
will be listening to the podcast on YouTube, and it will just be playing in the background. So it's not like
same for me. I mean, I didn't always have every podcast on YouTube. I did it last year because it just occurred to me, if I'm going to try and make it listened to by as many people as possible, then I should put it on as many media and platforms as possible.
Yeah.
And in fact, actually, I've just been approved. I haven't been through and set it all up yet, but I've just been approved for Stitcher Radio for both podcasts.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
That'll be another way to put it in a few more, or give people the option to listen to it in a few more, you know, few more forms.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it sounds like a wanky thing to say, but it is about giving people choice, and it is about giving people options and making it available in a way that people can, that suits them. You know, it sounds like a really corporate wanky thing to say, but it is true.
Yeah, it is, because you, at the end of the day, if you're going to build an audience, you have to get your content to that audience, and not everyone likes iTunes.
Exactly.
And you know, some YouTube people dislike isn't always Apple convenient.
Irrationally, or some people dislike Apple irrationally. I dislike it somewhat rationally. But you know, everybody's got their hang-ups about something. And obviously, and I mean, things like FeedBurner make certain things like that much easier, but they don't fix all the problems. No. Plus, I remember somebody on Twitter the other week telling me that they think FeedBurner might be retired in the next, I don't know, like a couple of years.
Right.
Just because it's not being updated anymore with new features.
No. Well, you've got sites like Squarespace, who host my site, or host Talk Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, I can publish content straight from there into iTunes if I want. And people could download the podcast directly from the site and listen to it on the site. And we've got a mobile version of the site for telephones and for tablets. So the options are limitless now. People don't need, when at the start I thought, well, I need Stitcher and I need iTunes. And it wasn't until one of our listeners said, can you please put the full episodes on the podcast, because I was putting snippets out on the podcast I was putting snippets of the podcast out on YouTube, and they said, can you please put full episodes on there, because that's where I like to listen. So I thought, why not? So I'm putting this stuff out there. But if people want the content, they can get it direct from the site. They don't need to go through any service provider. It's sat right there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, you can do, obviously web technology is great in the sense that you can do things like embeds and you know, iframes and stuff to make things display wherever you need them to, really. But you know, we'll see how much that works, really. It doesn't, thankfully for me, it doesn't make for too much extra work for putting it on extra platforms.
No.
But I can imagine if I ever went down, because one of the things Stitcher says is they recommend putting ads in your show, breaking it up with ads of your own. They can be of your own. You know, they can be just you saying you're listening to The Crazy Train or Talk Star Wars or whatever. But they recommend it. So obviously I may have to do different cuts or start to introduce that stuff into the existing format, which obviously some people might not be particularly keen on. I think as long as it's not gratuitous as well, it's probably...
Yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, I put out Talk Star Wars with ad breaks built in, and the idea was the Tumbling Saber guys are going to give us a promo spot for their podcast. We're going to run it on our show, and also I was thinking, you know, we've got this other project sort of in the wings at the moment, something's coming up, and I will need to be able to put materials into that other feed. And then we got the ad, I can put ads into the YouTube version, and it seemed to me like, oh, I can accommodate all of those things just by throwing to a break and then put in a sponsorship spot in it on YouTube or for the podcast, I dropped in Gloria's little station ident she did for us when we interviewed Gloria. Yep. So there's plenty of stuff, but it didn't. I got negative feedback immediately.
Yeah,
that it didn't seem natural. That it seemed awkward with me saying we're going to go to a quick break.
Yeah,
because it failed to service every platform seamlessly.
I see what you're saying.
It stood out in the iTunes version. It worked elsewhere, but it stood out in the iTunes version. So, you know, I'm not making this just for me. This is now, there are people that are invested in the show. They want to listen to the show. It's got to be right for them.
Yeah.
So if it means I have to bleep out Steve when he swears half a dozen times and uses premium swear words, you and Steve and drop me C-bombs, I will bleep them out so that we don't.
Yeah, sure.
So that we don't offend people, but it becomes funnier as a result.
Do you know it's funny you say that? I actually think you watched. I don't know if you watch it regularly, but you've watched Family Guy before, right?
Oh yes, yeah.
Have you seen it with and without the bleeps?
I've not seen it with bleeps. No,
I actually think the bleeping makes it funnier.
Right.
When they run it on TV, they bleep swears, and then they on the DVD they don't. And actually, on the TV, it's funnier. I don't know why that is.
Because you're making up your own swear words.
It could be that. It's just the you know, even though you sort of know what's in there, it's just something about the unknown.
Yeah. It's also funny that a baby says evil things to its mum.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's quite funny.
There's always the absurdity of it anyway. But, yeah, it's one of those things that's tricky to balance. You always get people who aren't going to be happy about certain changes you make. And I get asked questions about that sort of thing in the past, you know, when I've done something particular. It's like, oh, why have you done that? Well, this is the logic behind it, and they can either choose to accept it or not accept it. But ultimately, I'll do whatever I think sounds best. And, I mean, there are looks that are passed between Han and Rey when she's not looking, and, you know, that could easily just be either he sees...
Rey!
Steve at the other end just went, way! Like when somebody drops a plate in Azizi's. What did you drop? I mean the curtain. Oh, the hooks. Oh, right, okay. Oh, she got a new curtain rail.
Oh.
At the weekend, and she's got loads of leftover curtain hooks, and she dropped the little plastic thing that held them all.
Tell her she needs to pull herself together.
Oh, yeah. Well done. And stop drawing it out.
Steve said, pull yourself together. And Mark said, stop drawing it out.
And stop derailing the podcast. Oh, thank you very much. I'll be here a week.
Or I'll hit you until you're blind. Am I doing this right?
Yeah. I'll cut this little interlude out, Rob, to try and segue back neatly into your...
Yeah, please do. I don't want people thinking I'm actually genuinely advocating for domestic abuse.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to the dark side, but I'm going to cut out the main show.
Good. That's a relief then. Oh, it's fine, but it's for the after show.
After show, the wife beatery edition. Yeah. Let's not make light of that.
One of these days, bang, soon, straight to the Endor's forest moon.
Ralph Cramden, everybody. I've got to thank you for the recommendation of Bosch.
Oh, yeah, you enjoying it?
Oh, so I've already done season one.
I finished season two. So I put up a piece. So for the listeners who haven't already seen it, I put up a piece on Emotionally 14 on Tuesday, which was just... It was written based on series one and a couple of episodes of series two. And in the time between finishing the writing and beginning the proofing and actually publishing, I actually finished series two, and it just reaffirmed everything I thought about why I liked it. And we talked about Bosch as one of the shows I was binging, and I'm gutted now because I've got none left until next year.
Yeah, that's the only thing, isn't it, when you binge these shows? There's a big drought between episodes. Mm. But yeah,
this is the thing.
I've really loved it. And although I knew who Titus Welliver was going into it, I'm so impressed by the guy.
He's brilliant. I think I mentioned it before. I wasn't sure, based on my first impression of looking at him, I wasn't sure... whether or not he would fit what I had in my head.
Mm.
But I think he's excellent. I think he's, you know, he definitely grew on me very quickly.
I like him. I like the daughters from Walking Dead. The girl, the actress who plays his daughter, is from The Walking Dead, and there's a bunch of people in there from show, like there's a bunch of people in there from ER, a bunch of people in there from 24. It's like the makers have just gone out there and they've gathered together, round up all the quality actors in Hollywood, stuck them in this one show. That's blinding. And I don't know if you saw on Twitter earlier today, I was chatting to Titus Welliver.
Oh, really?
We were swapping notes on Jaws films.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I love when that stuff happens and you just get chatting to somebody. I remember once, are you familiar with Craig Ferguson?
Yes.
He's a Scottish actor who's also a
late night host in the US.
Yeah, late night host in the US. And he and I just got back and forthing on puns one day. And it was brilliant. And what was really weird was a couple of people started chucking in stuff into the mix. I couldn't work out if they thought I was also kind of semi-famous.
Right.
And just thought, oh, he must be talking to one of his celebrity friends. And because they wouldn't, you know how you can sort of delete somebody from a reply and just stop them from getting notifications. They kept leaving me in as if they were looking for my approval. It's quite funny, really. Yeah. But no, I didn't see Titus Welliver's interaction. No, that was, I'm a bit jealous now, I'll be honest.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He's got questionable taste in Jaws films, but I still respect him as an actor.
Fair enough. I would like to see him. You know who I'd like to see, the role I'd like to see him play?
Go on.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, because he's got that kind of J.K. Simmons look a bit. So he wouldn't be completely out of the realm of possibility from people.
Yeah, not a huge departure from what people know.
Yeah, so people would know him from... Have you seen J.K. Simmons recently, by the way?
No, I've got to look this up because...
Fucking hench.
Yeah, someone...
Unreal.
I'm going to look this up because I heard it on a podcast today.
Yeah, what's weird though is, do you know what part he's building up for?
Gordon.
Gordon. When has Gordon ever been a big hench dude?
No, he's not, is he?
He's Gary Oldman in the previous film, and he's almost like a bit of a sort of... He's tough, obviously, you know, but he's not... I don't get the impression he comes out roided up and smashes table. I'm so angry all the time.
Let's see if I can find this picture that everyone's going mad about. I feel kind of cheap searching J.K. Simmons' muscles. Clear browser history after this one. Is that? That can't be the one.
Why, has he got a beard?
No.
Oh, okay.
Has he got a beard in that photo then? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you've seen it, right?
Jesus Christ. He is
61 years old. And his muscles have muscles.
There must be someone else standing behind him. That is ridiculous.
It's like he's training for WWE. Doesn't look like he's training for Justice League.
No.
Looks like he's training to get in the ring with an Undertaker.
It looks like he's wearing all his veins on the outside of his skin.
Yeah, it really does. That's one of those things I always find a bit odd about. I always find that a bit odd about muscle-bound muscle-bound people. Like, even, you know, the sort of really... the really impressive female bodybuilders and stuff like that. The ones who just do the real, you know, hardcore, not bodybuilding for strength, bodybuilding for that sort of, for the look, you know, the ones like pumping iron.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure that I'm under no illusions that they're also physically strong, because they blatantly are. But it's just, I always find it a bit like, oh, the vein stuff. That's what gets me.
Yeah.
They always look like in a burst.
Yeah. Like, oof, not good.
Makes me shudder.
Steve would have a field day with that noise.
Yeah, we'd have a field day with the concept of bulging as well, wouldn't he?
He likes a muscle.
He does. Particular one.
I think I'm running on empty, old chap.
All right, mate, fair enough.
Because I've had one of those weeks this week. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
That's a quick one, though.
Yeah, go
on. Did you spot anything from E3 that you really fancied picking up?
I haven't seen enough.
I haven't seen enough, really. I'm wondering if I've missed stuff, because everybody's talking like, oh, my God, what a great E3. I'm like, I'm not... it was good. I've not seen anything. The new Zelda looks pretty cool.
For
the Nintendo. I don't know if it's enough to buy a system for. I mean, I've got one, but for other people who don't have one, I can't imagine that it's enough to convince them to buy the new system, to buy the existing system rather than wait for a year for the new one.
Yeah, I saw a bit of it on Nerdist. I was watching it on the Nerdist YouTube channel, and some of it I don't know. I played the only Zelda game I've ever played was the Ocarina of Time on the N64, I think.
Okay.
And I really liked that, but this seems to have sci-fied things up a little bit too much.
A touch, yeah.
And it has a sort of animated, almost like a pencil drawing feel to it. You know, not a pencil drawing, but do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like an animated, almost like a 2D cartoon kind of feel to it. I don't know. I don't really know what my tastes are in video games these days.
I'm sort of a jack of all trades, really, master of nothing. I just play whatever catches my fancy. And that's part of the problem I find, actually, is I'm sport for choice, and I end up just not really choosing anything. I end up sort of flitting from game to game to game without settling on one. So I never finish anything at the moment. It's quite bad. I wrote a piece once about how to manage your backlog. I need to go back and reread my own words and take my own advice again. Because I seem to have lost touch with how to go about it.
Yeah.
Give me a good chance to plug the articles again as well. Yeah. I'll find the bastards first.
I'm well behind. I enjoyed Call of Duty.
Okay. The new one looks really good.
Yeah, I'm so far behind though.
Yeah, see, I played not the last one, the one before, Advanced Warfare, and I really enjoyed that. This is the thing, a lot of people are like, oh, same game every year. I'm like, well, it's still fun though.
Yeah. And there are little upgrades every time, aren't there? There are new elements.
Yeah, they increment on certain things. But it's, you know, in general, I find them really enjoyable. And that's why they sell, because I'm not the only one by any means.
Of course. Got to be one of the biggest games in the world, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that FIFA is pretty popular. And they're, you know, they're the same core every year, but they change up the stats and they add new features to the gameplay. And, you know, like, especially with FIFA, they sort of reanimate. They redo some of the animations sometimes if they think it's a bit crap.
Right.
I've seen in the past, some, the new one's better for it, but the one a couple of games ago, FIFA 14 was the first one they did on Xbox One and PS4, and it showed that they'd sort of chucked it across because some of the animations were a bit sloppy and people would sort of fall through each other. And there's videos of it everywhere on the bloody internet of people just falling through each other and getting caught up on things and, you know, dropping glitchy to the floor. Yeah, just not quite thought out, or the collision detection's a bit off and things like that. But they improve that stuff over time. And then they also improve the stats and they add new gameplay features. Like last year it was international female football, which I was playing. Yeah, I was playing it during the week. It plays a lot like it is to watch women's football, which is a bit like, it's slower. It's more like Italian football.
Right.
It's still enjoyable to watch. It's just, it's very different. If you're going expecting the Premier League from the women's Premier League, you're more likely to get a similar thing in my mind from something like Serie A, a little bit more slow paced, a little bit more passing based rather than sort of long speedy runs and things. It's more about passing based, a bit more strategic, that sort of thing, trying to find openings, stuff like that. But, they go with what sells ultimately. This is one of those things we were saying about how people in the, in the main show, we were talking about how people like to believe they're experts on these things. The number of armchair fucking economists I know and see on Twitter and social media in general, who want to believe that they know everything there is to know about what's good for business. But the reality is they couldn't run a business if they tried, because they would just run it based on what they enjoy and they would only sell to people like them.
Yeah.
And actually, I know somebody who had that. There was a shop. I won't go into detail about where it was and who it was, but there was a shop I used to go to a lot. And it had a bloke in charge at one point who would just buy in stock that he would buy himself obviously he had to buy a certain number of those items in. So he would buy in, let's say he bought in 10 of an item and sold one to himself and one to a mate. He'd have eight that wouldn't sell, and he'd just built up his stockroom over time with stuff like that. Yeah. But by the end, it just, you know, all the stock wasn't selling. Suppliers had stopped sending him stuff because he wasn't ordering enough and he wasn't selling what he ordered and things like that. And you just go out of business that way. That's what happens.
Recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I mean, I'm under no illusions as a general rule that I could run a business better than anybody in the world. But there are times I find myself looking around a shop or something like that and going, no, I could do this one better. Or I could do, I certainly would do it differently and maybe it'd be better, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's different. It's difficult because you want to be humble, but at the same time, sometimes you do find yourself going, no, come on, I know, I reckon I could do this better. I don't think that's unreasonable as a general rule.
No, we see it with what we do for a living. We see these things all the time where you think, yeah, I could make improvements in this area or that area, but you know.
And you find yourself looking at a situation and going, how the fuck is so-and-so still in charge and things like that, you know?
Yeah, I ask myself that question a disturbing amount of times.
So-and-so, I don't know how they do it. But, whoever so-and-so is,
where bodies are buried.
Yeah, exactly. And usually that's just an expression.
But not always.
Not always, this is it.
Okay, right, let's back out of this one then. Very, very late and very, very tired.
It is getting there, yes.
Okay.
Do you want to do a little outro for this one? Because we never do normally, do we?
No, we don't usually. But yeah, I'll say thanks for listening to the After Dark Side. We will drag Naked Steve back next week, kicking and screaming.
We will. People want to hear about his newts.
They do want to hear about his newts and his melty frogs.
Good riddance.
And I will tease that we all have some announcements coming up. Ooh. In the not too distant future. So
awesome.
Hang around for a bit of that. And
sounds good.
Don't forget to hit us up at talkstarwarsinfo@gmail.com with whatever you want us to discuss.
Cool.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Take care.